going?
That was lucky.
You lied to me on Lazy. I'm just gonna see if I can get into the top 30 and see how that was gonna go. But today, like, beyond all expectations. How's it feel?
Feels good. Yeah, to have made it to the final, to made top 30 for the first time this season. Really feeling, you know, incredibly grateful that we get to race at home here, because I kind of needed the boost, eh?
You did.
I kind of needed the boost of racing at home.
They kind of like you here.
It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling of, it's my town. I don't really feel much pressure other than from myself that I want to do well so badly. I only slept 3 hours last night. My heart was just pounding all night. It was so frustrating, but it just shows how much I care and how much I wanted to throw down a good ski race out there, just because it is such a treat to get to race here. Just wanted to spend special, but
for
the same time, the town, you know, it's my town. We're cool either way.
Either way, going into that final, what was the approach? What was
lucky.
Yeah. It was lucky, yeah. Racing against Keegan, you had a tough group. Did you want to stick with them, or what was the strategy to?
I don't remember the last time I was quite so hit by a wall of nervousness going into that final, because I wanted to do the downhill better. Yeah. I wanted to get past the girls, feeling so good, and just trying to figure out how I could navigate all the drafting and slingshots better than I did in my semifinal. But the strategy was to really ace the corner even more. And
tell me about beginner hometown luck, like two lucky losers getting it through.
Whoa!
Like, what is that all about?
That was wild. That was pretty wild. But it's also a piece of, you know, never giving up, of always, like I say at Fast and Field, to believe in yourself, believe in each other. And that's the point where even if the field has skied away, I still have to ski my guts out and lunge across the finish line for every split second, because it counts. It all counts. And I made it through on that lucky grit of not giving up even when people were passing me.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was great. And yeah, what's it mean to you to perform this well in front of everyone? Everyone with the cheering and everything like that. Everyone was behind you, obviously.
Yeah, everyone was awesome out there.
Yeah.
Oh, really grateful to the whole town. You know, amazing place to grow up, awesome community.
Yeah.
Home of Fast and Female. Just
Are we back to the real Trondra now?
Yeah. I think I'm getting my mojo back. Yeah. I haven't been top 30 yet this year, and that was really hard coming in here. You asked me 2 days ago where I was at on a scale of 1 to 10 of readiness or confidence or something, and I gazed out the window for a few minutes, tried to think of something positive, gazed out the window. It's hard kind of to create that leap when you don't have any concrete signs, but it has to come from somewhere, so I had to just kind of look to things that have been going well, and things I had going for me, and try and get the glass half full feeling. And I actually, you know, made a commitment to be positive through the whole weekend.
Yeah.
No matter how low my confidence was, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's really not easy to believe in yourself, and sometimes.
Did you hear from your sister at all? Any words of encouragement?
So. Jana. Yeah. Fired me up so much. Yeah. She sent me all these tips of how she did it, and talked to her on the phone. She's so awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
So that was pretty cool, because her big thing was like, Anthem is this Sweden again?
Yeah.
Every weekend. She knows the words by now. I didn't hug my dad yet.
Oh.
He's up on the scaffolding.
Thanks, Chandra.
Thanks. Xana really inspired me. Top 12.
Yeah, best ever.
And she's so focused, and she sent me like her tips of how she did it, really not caring about results. And that's kind of what I did today, just put it all on that qualification round, then everything I had for the corner final, and just killing myself in the semifinal, and really went to the wall in the final, and oh man, it's exciting. Great to get to race with Keegan. Great to see Jess Cockney. I think that would be
That's awesome.
The headline, man. That guy. Did you see that? It was so incredible. From the front like that, too. And as he came down the hill, we all went, aw. And then he
John, I don't
from
tell
the
you
front.
To. Yeah, from the front. No, it was amazing.
Woo!
We don't tell you to do your job. So.
Guys.
But,
what
a day for Canadian skiing today. What did you think it meant? Yeah.
Good little boost for our team.
Yeah.
Too bad about the big dogs. I don't know what. They'll be awesome in the tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And Good for this Perry Ann Jones.
Yeah, she made it through.
Wow.
Are you racing tomorrow or?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'll go out there and grind it out up in the hills.
All right.
That's fun.
That sounds good. All right.
Kind of fun.
That's awesome. Sounds
thanks
good.
For
on,
thank
on Jess for people who
yeah,
don't
Jess.
Know. Sure, I'll go back
sure, yeah.
there. Show me again.
Awesome.
Why is that, for people who don't know what it, why is this a big story? What?
That was unreal. Like there, no one else all day led from gun to tape. It was just awesome. Right, Alex, did anybody else do that? Jeez. Yeah, that was really impressive. Yeah, way to go, young buck.
So for you, does this give you confidence in moving on?
Yeah, that's...
And just overall?
I think so. I think it's a good boost. I'm getting a little suspicious of my abilities there when I can get top 30 yet this year, and I just trained so hard, so wanted to pay off, so...
Awesome.
That's cool.
So
yeah.
You gonna go hug your dad now?
Yeah, let's go
he's
hug Leonard.
He's doing the
finish line camera there.
Awesome. Is he doing CBC or the...
CBC, yeah. He was the one who told me that I was in the final. I stumbled out of that tent. I was like, oh, that was a hell of a day. And then he's like, you're going to be in the final. Whoa. Okay. I'm pretty stoked.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.